Hey, don't sit down. Don't sit down. Give me a weather update, Leroy. Head on over to the Windowplex and give us another wet. Whoa, careful. Oh, easy, buddy. Weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate.
Looks like those clouds are farther west right now. Winds are coming out of the east. I see a plane taking off. It's still mostly cloudy. Mm-hmm. And I would say, is it 85, 90 degrees? It's been a little bit cooler, but it still seemed muggy. Winds are probably about 5-10 miles an hour. But again, I'm looking out west. Those clouds look ominous. Be careful driving home, Jennifer.
I don't like that.
Play to the crane.
Yeah.
A lot of action outside the Windowplex right now. A lot of action. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Yesterday, the Spurs took Game 3 against the Knicks, 115-111. The Marlins, they are back at it tonight. They take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Max Meyer is on the hill for the Fish, so we'll look forward to that. You got that starting tonight. Marlins on deck. Gets going at 6 o'clock. Steven Strom will get you ready, and Jack McMullen will have your call from Lone Depot Park. Fish and snakes going at it. Then you have the Stanley Cup Final resuming tonight, Game 4 between the Hurricanes and Golden Knights. Vegas leads that series 2-1. That gets going at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, last night you had, or yesterday you had Sam Presti, the Oklahoma City GM, and he was defending SGA from all the haters of his floppery. I mean, people really, really did not like watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander this playoffs. And this is what Sam Presti had to say on that.
Relative to Shai and the narrative on that, you know, he's playing against six people. He's got five defenders, and the sixth defender is social media. Oh. And, you know, that's a reality. And he's not going to be the last player that the machine decides to target. But no one's going to handle it gracefully. Because when they turn it on somebody else, they're not going to step up there every night and not acknowledge it.
All right. Look, Sam Presti, you've done a marvelous job. Okay, I just want to say that up front. But please, dude. You're going to give me that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the first player in the history of players that has had to deal with social media? Are you effing kidding me? This dude was flopping around like a fish the entire playoffs, all right? And he took more liberties this time around. Let's not act like he didn't take more liberties with the falling all over the place, all right? He was falling Joel Embiid style this playoffs. It was ridiculous. And he wants to sit there and be like, oh, he has to deal with six defenders, the players on the court, and social media, but no one will handle it with more grace. Dude, are you kidding me? This guy, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, first of all, no one is sitting here because he gets chanted flopper at him. He's flopping. What are we doing? He's the only guy who's dealing with that on social media?
You know what? There's an answer to all this. Stop calling the fouls. I do believe once they realize, hey, you're not getting that call, they don't try to get it. If you're going to call it, like, yeah, that's what you do. Everybody does it.
Everybody on God's green earth has to deal with the memes and the tweets. Social media is ruthless to every player. This is not new to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the machine, as you like to refer to it. That's hogwash, dude. I'm not trying to hear that. Two MVPs. The guy's had a pretty good life. It's not like he's got some system against him. You know they vote on the MVP, Sam. He didn't get zero votes. He got the most. The most! Ridiculous. Anyway. We also had Game 3 last night. The president was in the building. Stephen A. Smith didn't want him there. And then this is what President Trump had to say about that before entering his plane.
It was, I think, mostly cheers. It was loud and it was very enthusiastic.
Mr. President, ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith, who was talking about running for president, said he would blame you if the Knicks lost the game. How do you respond to that?
I think he's a nice guy. But you need a certain aptitude to run for president. You need a high IQ. I'm not sure that Stephen has that. I don't think he does, actually.
Wow.
I mean, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black.
I mean, and also, like...
Literally.
You didn't really address the allegations, which were, are you a mush?
Wait.
Clearly he is.
First of all, let's be clear.
Minus one for deflection.
The mush never Minus calls one. Himself a mush.
Right.
It's the outsiders. So he is never going to acknowledge that he's a mush.
13 straight wins. 13 straight wins until last night. I mean,
it's pretty poetic.
That is, those are hard allegations to beat from mushness. You could try, but that really wasn't the point. Whether or not Stephen A. Smith has a high IQ, what he said was, is if you lost, he'd blame you because he thinks you're a mush.
Right. Which has nothing to do with, I think they ask questions sometimes to get him.
Oh, yeah.
To get him.
Of course.
I can't lie. I would too.
Mm-hmm.
You do it to me.
Oh, we know you would. We know you would.
Mr. President, he declared you a mush, and also he wants to run for president.
And then he'll go, what news outlet are you from?
That WQAM, sir. the fake news. The fake.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, there was a... Look, a mush is a mush. I don't know what to tell you, dude. Look, if you don't believe you're a mush, you go back for game four. I don't believe he is. I think he said he's busy.
Oh, no.
He's got the UFC.
He's busy, all right. Do you understand if he went to another game, what would Knicks fans would lose their mind?
No, it was mostly cheers, he said.
Why are you smiling?
What?
Because it was not mostly cheers.
He said it was mostly cheers.
That's great.
It's his experience.
Mm. That's what he's heard. A distorted reality.
I mean, he was there. He was boots on the ground. He said it was mostly cheers.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Trae Young's going to get $40 million a year. This was the one that got me the a couple hours ago.
They re-upped him?
They haven't yet. They haven't yet, but I saw it was reported that he was going to get 3 for 120. And I was like, "Man, really?"
Man,
that's a lot of scratch for Trae Young still. I mean, what am I to do with Trae Young got traded away from the Hawks and they got better? I know, like, you know, he led him to an Eastern Conference final a couple of years ago. That's cool. But, man, he's still getting $40 million a year? Seems a lot of scratch for Trae Young. Which did make me worry a little bit because I was like, man, Trae Young's getting a lot of money. What the hell is Norman Powell going to think he deserves? Norman Powell just made the All-Star team. He's not getting $40 million a year. Or at least, I don't think anybody's going to pay him $40 million a year.
Nope.
$40 million a year for Trae Young? Would you pay that?
No! What are you kidding me? I don't want a basketball player I can put in my back pocket and go home after the game. Put him in my back pocket like a damn golf pencil. No.
Man, crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Will Manso's going to join us later on this hour. We'll talk to a little Miami Heat with the great Will Manso. And we'll take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Will Manso going to stop by later on this hour. I want to let you guys know, big week in sports, all right? And I'm telling that to both Jennifers on screen right now. Big weekend in sports, big week in sports as the greatest beautiful game tournament of them all gets underway this week. And we're going to have a Michelob Ultra watch party coming up on Friday night at the bar in Coral Gables. All right, get your red, white, and blue on. USA versus Paraguay as they get this puppy underway. And not only are we going to party and we're going to watch a little of the beautiful game, Jennifer, but our friends at Michelob Ultra are giving everybody a chance to win tickets to an upcoming world soccer match right down here in South Florida. So if you guys want to enjoy the boys in red, white, and blue take on Paraguay, I don't care how many pyrotechnics they got, how many fireworks they send off their team with, all right? This is where USA Soccer takes over, Jennifer, okay?
Sounds like a party.
We're going to be watching it at the bar in Coral Gables on Friday night, and you'll have a chance to win some tickets to an upcoming world soccer match, a big one, right down here in South Florida, courtesy of our friends at Michelob Ultra. So check that on out. All right. Hope to see everybody there. I will be there. Boots on the ground. Boots on the pitch. Boots on the bar.
Nothing like a bar party.
Might be under the bar. We'll see. Is that part of the game at the bar? To get under the bar? Man, I had a lot of tequila on that gondola. Let me tell you something.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, what? How are you going to go to Mexico and not have tequila?
Straight up.
What? Yeah, of course, dude.
Ice? No ice? On the rocks?
Shots.
Mmm.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
What about the children?
Wasn't driving. Had a bus and a gondola. You ever have somebody steer you on a gondola? Don't need to steer. Then at one point, the guy had a luchador mask on. And I was like, where did that come from?
Baby, I'm sure that
maybe that tequila saw a luchador mask.
No, but dude, there was really a luchador. I'm telling.
It's just your imagination. He was hallucinating.
Hey, keep in mind, I was with you when you started shadow boxing. So that's not
Listen, I can handle my tequila, all right? I'm not like these lightweights that were on the boat with me, all right?
But can you handle a zip line?
No. Well, I did handle most of the zip line. It was just the water one at the end. I sent you a picture of this.
I could give
visual aid to where this had happened. And so Leroy could take a look at where the trajectory was. So if you look at the start, so I would say like...
Where's the start?
Wait, yeah, where's the start?
The start is the start of the frame. The end is the waterfall caves.
Perfect.
Okay?
Oh, you dropped.
I think the...
Did you drop before the water dropped?
I want to say right as I got, like right before it got 2 feet in bounds, right before the waterfall is where I was starting to sink and having to swim backwards. The idea, I believe, is to be through the waterfall, but that is not where I landed.
Oh, you didn't get to the waterfall.
I think I got like right in front of the waterfall.
Were you supposed to at one point pick up your feet or something and kind of like,
I mean,
more than like sit down, but lay down?
Question.
All they kept saying is knees up, lay back.
Okay, but so like lay down. Is what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, but this one was different, Jennifer.
But he's telling you to do it so you don't drown or have your torso.
Well, I didn't dry. I mean, I didn't drown. I mean, it was almost very shallow.
Did you have your legs up?
Yeah. Do you not see how low the thing gets?
Yeah, but no.
Torso is in the water.
Yeah.
So your buttocks hit the water first.
Like leg straight, like luge.
And why do you think that?
Like luge.
What?
You think luge was saving physics?
Oh, we're back to luge.
Oh no, we're back to luge. So your buttocks hit the floor. It hit the water first.
Sure did.
And then your torso.
Yeah.
And then you put your legs down.
Did your head?
Well, then
was the apparatus that you were in allow you to lay up, or did you have to almost do like a crunch? So you had to physically hold yourself up, or did they have something?
Well, I didn't realize where I was. I was going backwards, so I didn't realize it until I was too late that I was like, oh, I ran out of real estate.
So then, how did you get to the cave?
I swam. Backwards. Backstroke.
So everybody in your family did it. You were the only one that hit the water?
Sure was.
And did you go first or last?
Last.
Okay, so they didn't see it.
No, my kids saw it. I didn't really say anything. I was just like, yeesh. I was like, that didn't hold up.
No. Somebody said something. I know Tommy said something.
No, they were fine.
Did Dee say anything?
No.
No.
She was exhausted and tired. I mean, the whole thing was a whole...
Because you got to walk to get to the top of the...
Yeah.
And that was the exhausting part.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Kagan said that Tobin caused that earthquake by Cuba.
That's horrible.
That was crazy.
That's awful. Yeah.
I heard Hockman talking about that on the way home yesterday. Like, what do you mean earthquake?
I didn't find out until nighttime.
I was in Vegas when they had the earthquake in L.A. And
but
all
that's
the
more
chandelier.
Common.
No, I know.
Here?
Here,
that's crazy.
I know. Over here, it's weird, right?
That is super weird. Super weird. We don't get a lot of those. I mean, Cuba, I've heard getting earthquakes, but to get all the way over here, that
people
was...
People felt it in Orlando and upstate.
That's crazy.
I didn't feel anything.
That's crazy. Very, very, very strange situation. Karen says, gravity, gravity kicking Tobin's ass more than Julian Hill anytime touchdowns. You're not kidding, dude.
Dude, I need to be there.
No, come on an adventure.
Go on a zip line.
You realize that involves you having to be in the water, though.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
And on a zip line.
And you won't
drown. You're not going to do either of those things.
You're not ziplining.
Come on, Leroy. Take one for the team.
Can I just say this? I don't know how you're going to take this.
Mm-hmm.
To see that?
Yeah.
I would zipline.
Wow.
What, into water?
I do want
that. That's it. It's a trip.
Because guess what? That would be the entertainment for the trip.
You know what?
You would drown
I do hope this does happen, but I will maintain the last time that we were both involved in a water sport didn't go well for you.
What?
The wakeboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
But wait, I wasn't the only one.
You weren't the only one.
You didn't make it all the way around either.
You did further than you did every time.
Yeah. No, I was impressed.
I'm going to sneak in this little trip, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be the one with the GoPro in my hand mm-hmm. or whatever the new camera is called, and I'm filming everything. Everything.
So I guess how far in the little, you know, the wakeboard where you grab the rope?
Just
were
for
you there?
Our people.
Were you here at that time?
No.
Okay. So you remember Alana?
You're lucky I wasn't here.
Alana?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She threw up. Remember she?
It wasn't her. I think it was Jason who threw up.
Was it Jason?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I know she Jason. Threw up.
Too much seawater.
And then there was one guy who, no lie, he was dressed as Extreme Games. He had the new board. He had the whole like outfit.
Who was that?
Just a random guy.
He just showed
and
up.
We were sitting there, so we were like, oh, this is going to be good. He jumped on the thing. They have like trick. He went on the trick, and I thought he fell, and I thought the pole was going to kill him because he fell. He bounced all over the little thing,
yeah.
And then he comes back and says, I did not want to do that.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Will Manso from Local 10, the Miami Heat have a new TV home. We'll talk to Local 10 sports director about it. He joins us next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as the NBA Finals are now 2-1 Knicks after the Spurs win yesterday at that tourist trap. And good for Wemby and the boys to actually make this a series. We'll see if we can have an epic Knicks choke. That would be delightful. That would be a nice way to end the summer. I would enjoy that, Leroy.
You know, people that have been living like the Knicks fans have for all these years, mm-hmm. these are the kind of things that happen.
They lose tomorrow with squeaky cheeks, I'm telling you, dude. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Yesterday, we got the news that your Miami Heat have a new television home for this upcoming season, and that will be on WPLG Local 10. And Local 10 sports director, Miami Heat reporter, Will Manso, joining us there. Will, hello. Thank you for joining the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. Excited. Yesterday was a big day. Yesterday was a big day at Channel 10. It was a long time coming. A lot of work behind the scenes to get it done. So we're happy because it's free over-the-air television for Heat fans.
Was, you know, like how long were you sitting on this one, Will? How long did you have the feeling like this was going to come down the pipe?
You know how it is when it comes to business, guys. You guys do the radio on TV, on camera stuff, and the business people handle the business. So they would text me updates and let me know. Like 2 weeks ago, I felt pretty good that this was going to happen. And then they said, hey, hang tight. There's still like paperwork. It was down to like where the final wordage of contracts and stuff. The good news is the whole process was easy. Like the Heat really wanted to be with us because they wanted to give their fans that ability now to watch over the air free TV. And obviously we wanted to do it because after shifting from ABC, we wanted to get really good programming on our air, and what's better than having heat games year round?
It really is a pain in the butt to have to find your local team on channels. I mean, how many teams do we have? Hey, what channel is so-and-so on? I don't know. What is that in your area? Like, it really is terrible.
And Leroy, it was the one question I got last year more than anything. Most people would come up to me and be like, hey, are you still on the Heat broadcast? Because I haven't watched games. Like, I haven't seen the games. Other people are just angry. Like, man, forget the Heat. I'm not going to watch games. I can't even get them, or I got to pay this amount of money. And look, we all understand it's a business. There's money to be made. And the Heat certainly did the right thing all these years, because these companies were giving them millions and millions of dollars, and the whole system of regional networks was big dollars for teams. But I think teams are realizing now that there's still money to be made, but also money and goodwill with your fans. And if you're trying to build goodwill, what better way to say that, hey, our product is free to you. Like, we want you to come to games. We want you to buy merchandise. But if you just want to sit on your couch or on your phone or on an app and watch a game, you can do it for free. And that's as good as it gets.
And the app is free.
App is free. I give our station credit. Let me tell you, I don't know the technical side, but they created an app where it's geofence, so it's only from Broward through Monroe, obviously through Dave, this whole South Florida market. If you have it, you can put it on your smart TV, you can watch it on your phone, your iPad. It's absolutely free. The app is free, and to watch the games is free. You don't have to pay any subscription.
What if you guys geofenced it up into Lake Worth?
I talked to the one thing I did. I asked Michael McCulley yesterday with the Heat, obviously does a great job as their business head from a marketing perspective, CEO. He told me, look, this was priority one, to get it locked down. Priority two now, which is the new priority, is to make sure our fans in Palm Beach County, our fans out in the West Coast of Florida, can find a way to watch Heat games. So they're on it. They're on it. I have confidence that they're going to figure it out.
Talking to Will Manso, Local 10 Sports. Hey, Will, could you? I think your Bluetooth is funky in and out. Would you mind either taking one of them off or whatnot? Because I think it's giving a weird sound and feedback there.
Is that better? Is that better? Or is that not making?
No, it's kind of the same. I don't know if you. We'll get that try and that whole thing situated. Just want to be sure.
I wouldn't even notice if you wouldn't have said nothing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How about this? How about we do?
Rocking with it.
What if I do speaker? Is that worse or better?
Better. Sounds awesome.
Better?
Perfect.
Except I messed up my angle. There we go. So if I'm a little sideways, I apologize.
Now your angle is awesome and your sound is absolutely perfect.
Are you really trying to, instead of turning your phone straight, you're trying to
the
turn,
angle's perfect.
You're trying to turn your head crooked?
That's a professional. Listen, he needs everything set
up. That's right. You just got to... Leroy, you just go like this, and now it's straight.
Yeah. He looks straight to us. It looks completely straight to us. So, Giannis fodder, what is the thing that you're following every single day? Like, is there something that you found interesting with whether they're him hanging out down here or rumors or rumbles? What is the thing with the Giannis that you've loved the most?
So, the last 72 hours have been interesting for me because I was in New York. Giselle and I went to New York for a quick vacation getaway. We visited some friends. Wasn't there for the Knicks series, obviously, but happened to be there. So, see the difference between Knicks fans and the excitement of like, they're playing the finals, they're going to win a championship. And they were up 1-0 when we got there, and they won game two while we were there, and then obviously prepping for game three. Anyways, seeing that between Heat fans who are just like living on every moment. So, I'm like in one world, watching this Knicks stuff, and another world getting text and reading articles, the pictures of Giannis in Miami and all this stuff. My feel is this, guys, and I could be completely wrong. This is the most confident I've been that this could actually happen, because I feel like something is going to happen with Giannis. Like, he is going to be moved, in my opinion. I think it's pretty clear that they've reached that stage. Where in previous years, you always thought, well, maybe they'll figure it out. And look, they have. He hasn't been traded. I think the Heat are in the best position. I think they clearly want him. I think where there's smoke, there's fire, and I do think there's a lot of smoke. But until that move is done and it's official, I'm not making any proclamations.
I'm scared.
Man, it's exactly what they need. And can we please stop it? I'm sure you guys have discussed in the show. Can we please stop with the, well, he's 31, he's going to start breaking down, and you got to give up young players? No, I don't want to see any version of this team that's been the last few years where we've seen what their peak is.
Right.
I want to see a new version. And bring me a superstar, and we'll worry about the rest, in my opinion. Doesn't mean it's going to win a championship. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee. But look, Jimmy came, and there were talks about Jimmy, about him and his fit and all that stuff. And all he did was take him to two finals. So I don't want to hear any of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you does this have – how is this different than Dame? Because Dame said he wanted to come here, and he would only come here and ended up in Milwaukee. And from what I've heard, they're a little bit irritated with Giannis, and that – some of the things that he did last year rubbed the organization the wrong way. So who's to say they're going to accommodate him? Especially when I know it's the same owner as the Browns. So, like,
you know, well,
right. You know, so yeah. Who's to say somebody in that organization says, no, like, we can justify it by saying we got a better deal, but we're not going to.
I think the difference in this is, you're right. Look, there's no guarantee that they just don't say, screw it. We're going to look for another offer. And if we find one that's better or we think is equivalent, we'll go there. I don't think, number one, there are a lot of teams out there that want to fit Giannis right now, because let's face it, with a year left in his contract, whoever trades for Giannis, you are saying, I'm going to sign him to another 4 years for a lot of money.
Right.
I think the Heat would be willing to make that commitment because I know that they need something jarring. Pat Riley has said as much as, like, they're always looking for something big. They need something big. It can't just be the status quo. So that's why I think the Heat are probably the best position. But to your point, sure, anything can happen the next week where another team comes and says, you know what? No, we'll throw you an extra first round pick. We'll do this. We'll sign Giannis long term. And they pick that instead. I just don't see right now where that team is.
Right.
But it certainly could happen.
I mean, because remember when Toronto signed Kawhi, everybody thought that he wasn't going to even show up, and they ended up winning the championship. And then he left. So how you know a team says, you know what? I don't care if he signs. We want this 1 year.
There's possibilities for anything. I just think Giannis's perspective is unique. I do think not that Dame didn't mean a lot in Portland. Obviously he did.
Right.
I do think Giannis being a multiple-time MVP and what he's established in the community can have a little say. But the idea that a player could truly dictate everything is wrong, because in the end, he can't. In the end, it is the owners of the front office that decide. But I just feel, guys, I don't know. Tobin, I know you're scared. I understand why Heat fans are and a little nervous, but we're going to find out soon enough, and it's exactly what this team needs. They need a shot in the arm in the worst of ways, because the idea that this team is going to run it back is not the idea any Heat fan wants to hear, or anything similar to a run it back.
Look, I like Jakachonis as much as the next guy. I love, you know, what he's bringing to the table, and I'm sure that he's going to have a fantastic career. I'm just saying, Will, it feels like it's time. D-Wade has said the team needs a bit of a buzz. They need something. Look, even if they don't get Giannis, I don't think they are going to sit on the sidelines. Like, I think they're going to peruse, and they would look. They may kick the tires on Durant again. They may go look at
Jogging.
They may look at Jogging. They just need – we can all agree they just need something to wrap their arms around and give the fan base some juice to this year, even if it's a little, like, question-marky or has some kind of a knock on it. Like, the Norm thing was cool last year. It fell in their lap. They obviously needed it with Tyler Hurt. But now is the time where you keep declining of going finals, gentlemen sweep, get swept, not make the playoffs. Now is the time to go the wrong way.
And they know it. And the thing is, they know it. To your point, they're not going to. I don't think it'll be the run it back. But look, at some point, you're going to run out of options, right? Like, if Giannis doesn't work out and Kawhi isn't really available and Ja, you just don't think is a fit for whatever reasons, you know. Yeah, you're running down the list. Now you're looking at a Norm Powell type move, and that's just not going to excite the fan base. And I love what Norm did last year, and he was, especially that first half. He was great, but it didn't move the needle. It didn't, because to move the needle on this particular franchise and this particular roster next to Bam, they need a superstar. And Giannis is the superstar that's available, and they got to do everything in their power to try to get him. And anybody that's available on that team, I love all those guys, but they need to move. Like, if Channel 10 is trying to trade me, is trying to get Ryan Seacrest to host shows, or trying to get some big name, like, trade me, go ahead. I understand. You go for the big names. Like, you cannot just discard it because of young talent, because that young talent's not going to win you championships. Superstars are.
Do we have any, do you have any ideas in the hopper for this upcoming season on Local 10? Like, as far as Heat programming is concerned, like, is there anything in the hopper or cooking up there?
And here's the beauty of it. Now that we got the deal done, we're going to start working on things. Think about it. The one negative that when we move from ABC, right, to independent, is that you're not affiliated, right? Like, that whole image of, wow, you're an ABC affiliate kind of loses that luster. The beauty of it is that you have all the real estate in the world. Like, we got Jeopardy and Wheel. We just announced recently we're getting Family Feud, which is a big ratings hit in primetime. And now we have Heat games. So we have all this real estate. We're moving things around. So we're going to work on a lot of cool stuff, you know, obviously doing stuff post specials, we have all the real estate in the world because we're an independent station. We don't have to, like, there's no programming that says, okay, you can't remove this programming. So we got a lot of exciting things hopefully cooking up.
You find any of this Dolphins offseason interesting? Have you found the OTAs, the mini camps? Has anything tickled your fancy?
you know, I know there's an OTA or mini camp going on today. We have our Casey Hinton reporter out there. I was out there to meet Coach Hafley. Have you guys talked to Hafley? I'm sure he's been on the show, right? Did he come on the show?
No, not with us. No, he's always working when we're on.
He's always. Oh, that's true. He's. I really like Haf. I do. I think he's got a good plan. I think he's saying all the right things. I feel good about the direction that they're going. I feel good about the idea that him and Sullivan have in place. But obviously, it's going to be one of those things, man. It's a work in progress. It's going to be. So to your question on the excitement, it's hard to get excited over an OTA minicamp because, like, what are you seeing? Their top pick was an offensive lineman. He's going to be excellent, I think. You know, I think he's going to be excellent, but he's an offensive lineman. So it's not like you're looking at a skill position like, oh, here's your QB of the future. Here's your wide receiver that can make plays. Devon Achane is your one, you know, given on offense. But it's going to be a major work in progress, guys. So I think we're going to have to be patient. But I do like Hafley. I do like his plan, his ideas, and we'll see where it goes. But I think we know where this year is going to go. They're going to be in the sweepstakes for one of those big quarterbacks in the offseason.
Yeah, it feels unless like Malik Willis hits on him, I will say.
But even if he hits, you're still going to play. Especially these two guys, we're going through, we're being with Green Bay. They're still going to draft the guy and let him sit and watch. So
they
just
said
because
it. They said
even if he works out does not mean they won't take a quarterback.
Sure.
Yeah. Unless Malik Willis has a 30 touchdown all pro type season where it's like,
well, you got to extend him.
Exactly. Where it's Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love, the guys they had there in Green Bay, where like, this is my guy. I think, and they said it as much, they said they like to draft or sign a quarterback every year or every 2 years at most. They're going to keep looking until they find the guy. And maybe Willis is the guy. By the way, the one thing I have heard out there, and the couple times I've been out there, I haven't been out there much, is that Malik Willis is impressive. It's funny, the first time I saw him in person was at F1. We were doing hot laps during F1 week, and he was out there, and a bunch of the Dolphins guys were there. And I looked over, and I didn't recognize him at first. I looked, I said, man, he's a lot stronger and bigger in person than I thought. Like, he's a thick dude. He's a strong, strong legs, strong upper body. He's a big guy. So you could see why that dimension of a guy who's tough to tackle, can run, can throw on the run, is going to be impressive to watch. So let's hope that's what ends up happening.
Well, check out Will Manso's work. Happy that the Heat have a home there with Local 10. If you could talk to anybody, Will, to get that geo fence up to Lake Worth, I would appreciate it to at least find me some solution for the games, but I'm happy for it. I definitely can say, you know, even with the Panthers being on broadcast, like, I love that, just the simplicity of it, the homie of it, of having a local station do it again. So I know you guys will do a bang up job. So congrats to getting the Heat, and we look forward to all your coverage this year, man.
We'll talk in about 2 weeks when hopefully they get Giannis.
Oh, please. finally. Thank you, son. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
Thanks, all right,
Will. There you go. Will Manso always does a fantastic job. And go check out his work with Local 10 and the Miami Heat. Fantastic. And I want to let you guys know one more time. We got a World Cup coming down the pipe. And everybody's excited about all the big games. Now, coming up on Friday at the bar in Coral Gables. All right, you got USA, Paraguay, and we're going to be watching the U.S. start off their little run here in the beautiful game tournament. All right, everybody's excited for it. It's a Michelob Ultra watch party, and our friends at Michelob Ultra are going to give you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming world soccer match right down here in South Florida. We got some excellent games coming on. Uruguay, nobody's excited to have them down here. They're taking on Cabo Verde, taking on Saudi Arabia. So if you guys want to check some of the action or maybe win your way in to see some of that, you might want to be at the bar in Coral Gables on Friday night as we're giving away a pair of tickets to an upcoming world soccer match over there here in South Florida. So come on over. I'm going to be there watching the action. USA and Paraguay, can't wait to be there with Michelob Ultra. They got some giveaways. They got the Michelob Ultra crew there. They're usually giving out the brewskis there. It's going to be a great time will be had by all right? Beer and the beautiful game. How could you miss it? Plus a chance to win some tickets to an upcoming match. Hope to see you out there at the bar in Coral Gables on Friday night. We'll take a break. Thanks again to Will Manso. Final hour coming on up after this.